Good evening, everybody. We're all stupid.
What the heck?
That's the iTunes. That's the thing about iTunes. You got to hit pause right away.
Oh, you know what? That sneaks up on us every time now.
It's only the second time I'm using it.
I know. Well, the last time.
Another shitty intro. Well, you're attempting to listen to Davin's
Den. We're attempting to do Davin's Den.
Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being judged to be too immoral to work in porn.
Wow.
It's better than being that immoral.
Wow. You really do have to be really immoral to be too immoral for porn.
Well, we'll see if we can find such a person.
Is there such a person?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll use our investigative tools.
You said tools.
I most certainly did. The number to call in live, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser if you're listening on a computer. Type in davincomedy.com and go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom and click on that and then click chat and go, and you can listen to one of our affiliates. I'm your host, Davin Rosema, and I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here soon. Joe is fighting traffic and elements and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was on my way up. The road was flooded. That was very interesting.
Somebody was very excited, very wet.
Yes, it was very wet.
The Lord was wet.
Wow, starting already.
Most certainly am. Well, we got a big show tonight. We're going to discuss the Nazi porn star that has pissed off everybody, even the Nazis.
You know, there are two things that sound like they might go together, but they really don't. Nazi porn star.
Yet there is one.
Yeah, I know.
We've also uncovered long-lost Nazi porn scripts, which we will share with you, and we'll check on the girls of Africa.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
See what nonsense they can tell us and what nonsense we can tell them.
I always love that. My stories.
Your stories. You missed it last week.
I did.
Well, you could listen on the replay.
Yeah, I'm going to.
No, you won't.
No, I am going
to. Are you?
I was going to listen at work, which is...
I don't recommend that.
No, I know. But I was going to listen at work on Monday in between... My job is weird. So I had to work up to a certain hour. I was off for a couple hours and I was going to work again.
Mm-hmm.
And so during that spot, it was my time. So I was going to listen. But unfortunately, they were having a really important meeting in the room next to me.
Should have cranked it.
Just the idea that some of that would have filtered through the walls. What the hell are you listening to? We're recording in here.
It was not a particularly dirty show, as I recall.
Oh, okay. Well, that's because I wasn't here.
No. I mean, it just wasn't that dirty.
I like to turn everything to filth, if you might have noticed.
You most certainly do. Yeah.
And tonight will be no exception.
Tonight will be very filthy.
Oh.
Tonight will be that's why they're not there. That's why they don't have a bigger career. It makes sense. Now, that's what tonight will be.
What?
The reasoning why, we can do something that gets us in the papers for doing good.
Yes.
And then the following show or a couple shows later, we got stuff to go, that's why. That's why they're on the internet.
That's why they're all going to hell.
Yes.
Yes.
But a little show news. We've installed iHeartRadio players directly on the Davin's Den page.
Yay.
So if you live in the USA and you want to listen to our regular show or our scammer clips on iHeartRadio, you can do that directly from our site now.
Yes. And sorry, iHeart can't be heard outside of the U.S.,
no.
But you'll have to make a workaround.
Well, there is a workaround.
We have somebody download
available there is a workaround. Spots. If you don't live in the U.S., and we got a lot of fans that don't live in the U.S.,
yeah.
And you still want to hear the scammer clips, there's one other place you can do it. That's directly on the RSS feed that says scammer clips on the Davin's Den homepage.
Are the girls that you have locked up in the other room trying to get free again?
They were a gift to the Kumia gods. Alas, they're 5 and 7, a wee bit too old.
Yes.
You really should listen to the show a long time ago. You would get some of these references.
Happy Passover.
Exactly. Also, thanks to the Indie Authority, there's a new way to listen to us live on your mobile device. Indie Authority now has live streaming content for Android, iPhones, and iPads, and BlackBerry.
That's really nice.
Yeah, BlackBerry. Who thinks of BlackBerry?
I know, but Indie
Authority
of people still do.
I know. Somebody commented on our Davin's Den Facebook page today about that. And actually, all the links are there.
Sweet.
So, yeah, they said they're going to listen on the BlackBerry. And you know how I feel about the BlackBerry.
I'm
like, wow, okay, that's still there.
All right. You know what, though? you shouldn't really, because you know that I am technologically challenged in so many ways.
Yes, but yet we go to you for help.
I know, and that's really sad.
It most certainly is.
Yes. But I never upgraded to one of those things. I still have a flip open phone, and it's got a little keypad on there for my texting. It has everything that I need, but I don't go on websites and I don't have apps and all these great things. I just trundle along and actually call people. Loser. I never even got an MP3 player.
You can't play them on your phone?
No, I can.
But you can only have like six of them on your phone at once.
Yeah,
six songs.
There's no point, you know.
I love my MP3 player. I have a, what is it? It's not a, not an iPad. What is it? An iPod. I have an iPod.
It's an I something. I need.
I have an iPod, which I used to use all the time when I was working out. But now that I have my phone, I got different songs on the phone.
Okay.
And I can download directly. Before, I needed the wife to help me with the iTunes. But now I can steal music like a real American. Now I can make sure those bands that put out such great music get none of the royalties from it.
Excellent. Now you're a full-fledged pirate.
But I am. But I do buy CDs. I do buy CDs.
Yeah,
too. I'm one of the few.
I still like to sit there and look at the art and read the lyrics and read all the liner notes.
No, I don't bother doing that.
No, I
used to. I mean, it's good when you're in the toilet, but, you know, other than that, I'm not going to make a day of it.
Well, no.
I really don't give that much of a crap of what Tom Petty has to say about his latest album.
Well, you know, they don't really have that much.
No, they think about, they thank a bunch of people.
Yeah, they do. But
you know,
I think
we thank a bunch of people at the end of our show, too, and that's when people tune out.
I know. And they shouldn't.
And no, well, we're going to fix that.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
ha, ha, ha. Outsmarted you.
Well, not for everything.
No, not really.
So, this is Passover tonight.
Yes.
I should be having a Seder right now.
Well, let's pretend we are.
I actually was thinking about last night. I go, you know what? Maybe I should do a Seder on the radio.
Hilarious. Oh, this matzah is so good. I'll put some more mortar on it.
I'd be like leading the Seder, and it's supposed to be this religious thing and everything. But I am very ill-qualified for such a role.
Yeah, but you're the head of your household, are you not?
Am I?
I was just trying to give you a little...
Have you seen the other two animals I live with?
Yeah, I was just trying to give you a little, like, ego stroke.
Barely the head of this show. Had to slap my name on it to prove that.
I know. It's like, who's Den? Oh, Dan.
Look at the sign! Come on, website!
Yeah, look at the name on it, all right, you animals?
It's all I have. It's all I have.
So what... How would you do that?
How would I do what?
I mean, how would you have the Seder? Would we all get those little plates with the little indentations in them for each of the things?
Well, no. Yeah, there's one Seder plate in the middle.
Okay.
And then we would go over everything.
Okay.
And I'm sure...
What's everything stands for?
Yeah, and I'm sure as we were reading the story of Passover and what everything means, I'm sure that would take on the respectful nature that...
it deserves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think about it, I go, wow, that'd be blasphemy. And then I see what we got lined up for later on tonight.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad my parents are dead. They can't hear this.
Interesting.
It's the only reason why I'm glad, but tonight I'm glad.
So I used to obviously have Seders with my folks.
Yes.
But they go to Connecticut now, where I got banned last year, but I still provide children's entertainment.
Banned!
So my parents are like, okay, we can give them our business again.
Really?
So they're up in Connecticut.
That's hilarious.
Yes. So they're up in Connecticut. So I go to my sister-in-law's.
Okay.
Now, there's probably one person who wants to be at the Seder less than me.
Your sister-in-law?
No, my father-in-law.
Oh, really?
He doesn't want to be there. So we're about to go to the Seder, because I had to go with the girls last night to get the haircut. God, there's an hour of my life I'm never going to get back. Sitting for them to watch them get their haircut. Yeah. And I could have done radio last night for our old station, WTBQ.
What?
Because I'm at Jester's Comedy Club.
And you would have done this. Why? Traitor!
To promote the show, promote my comedy appearance.
Really?
Walt offered me to come in studio and everything.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. Let's see. I got dinged. Who's dinging me?
Hey, somebody's dinging him right here at the table. Are you getting dinged under the table?
I don't know. I don't even know what that was.
Now you're getting dinged in your hand.
So, I'm just trying to see what the hell
I'm talking about his phone.
Facebook changed things and they've made it hard for me.
That's everybody's wine every week on Facebook.
Yes, exactly. So I could have done radio, which probably would have been more fun.
Probably.
But my wife goes, as we're leaving the salon, which is up here, she's like, listen, if you want to go do radio, mm-hmm. I won't be angry.
Right.
It'll be, I'll just tell everybody that, you know, you had to take a work gig.
Right.
This is a trap.
I was waiting for the, I won't be angry, but.
I'm like, well, let's pull over and discuss this.
I can't even drive while we're discussing this. I have to pull over.
Yeah, I actually had to pull over and discuss this.
Oh, God.
Because she's being really cool about this.
Yeah, that was a little too reasonable. What's the catch?
She even said, listen, if I had to hang out with your family, but an opportunity came out with to hang out with my friends, I'd want to do that. So I understand.
Yeah.
She's using logic, too, which is confusing the hell out of me. God, she's awesome.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? If I don't go, I'll never hear the end of it from the family.
Right.
I made the commitment. This isn't going to do anything different for my career because I know from when I know the station.
Yes, yes. I was thinking, you know, really, you had to go. You had a book because you had to go there.
I've done enough radio at that station to know.
Yes,
I know. I know. While it may be fun, the climb up the ladder, not so much.
Yeah, Tom's spidey sense is going off. He's like, "Oh, that's a trap."
Yeah, Tom's. But I didn't go. I didn't go to the radio.
Smart.
The wife. I went with my wife and the kid and
good
everything.
Call.
Now we were talking at her parents' house before we go to my sister-in-law's.
Uh-huh.
And it was brought up. Well, maybe I could use this again in the future for something. This get out of jail free card.
Oh, okay.
Which would be excellent.
Yes.
Not transferable.
Oh! So you had one opportunity.
I had one, and I didn't take it.
But you know what? It wasn't obvious what the payoff was going to be.
Listen,
for that.
If it's Sirius XM,
yeah, then there's another thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's another story.
I've danced with this devil before. No disrespect to them.
No,
but I've danced with it. It'd be the same thing. You know, if I'm not doing anything, then sure, I'd love to. But mm-hmm. I made a commitment.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. If like most shows. Podcast or would ask me to call. I go, listen, man, I can't do it this night, but
right.
But thank you.
Right.
So I
think you made the right call
on
several levels.
Well, we'll go through this.
Okay.
We'll go through this.
Let's break it down.
Why do you think I made the right call?
Well, because I have the same makeup as your wife. We think along the same lines just because it's genetic.
Okay.
All right. Now, even Lisa's saying that's a slippery slope because...
Only if you work it properly, Lisa.
Yeah. Say nice things. Work the hands.
Work the hands?
I don't know what I was saying.
Work the hands?
You know what? This is just a preview of how bad some of tonight is going to be.
It certainly is.
Some of the thing is that, she's saying you saved yourself a boatload of hurt.
That's really all I'm about.
Yeah.
Self-preservation. Lisa, you understand me so well.
And so does Tom. He's like, because you're not a dumbass, Davin.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes. The thing is that...
I'm going to need a screenshot of that.
I know. Let's save that. Snipping tool.
Tom not calling me a dumbass.
I know. Wait a minute. Yeah, he definitely said not a dumbass. So,
thank you, sir.
So the thing is that although she was giving you a get-out-of-jail-free card, it was a very nice gesture. It was
a generous gesture.
But there's always that feeling that somehow it's going to come back to bite you in the ass later. Because... if something happened at dinner, or if somebody was giving her a boatload of shit at dinner, that was not going to be...
But it's her family.
I mean, I know.
They love her.
Yeah, but I mean, if they were like,
Let's be honest. I really don't have to be there. Nobody's awaiting my appearance.
I get you. Exactly.
This has nothing to do with me. I am completely insignificant at this event.
No, but you know how a lot of these situations, because you're the spouse, if you're not there,
I have to be there because it's an issue if I'm not there.
That's why.
Yes, exactly. It's not like, well, he makes everything so much better.
Here comes all sprinkles of light.
Exactly. It's not like, well, he's going to add so much to this Passover Seder experience. Thank goodness Davin is here. There is absolutely none of that in this equation. This is seriously for preserving my own ass,
yes.
Making the wife happy,
yes.
And
shining example for the kid.
Yes.
This is, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for my own things, I'd rather sit around like a jackass and do radio.
See, I know, but here's the thing. If you were going to get a chance to be someplace that could actually do something for your career, because I'm sorry.
My wife would have been cool with it.
I'm sorry, if it was TBQ, I think you had to go to Passover.
We've seen what it did for my career.
Yeah, we've been there, done that.
Most certainly
have. And so,
although it is cool to be like, it is cool to go back up in your face.
Well, you know, I mean, Walt was very generous to say, come on in. That was nice. Yeah. And so no disrespect to him. But it's like, if you had the choice of saving your ass with your family versus going over there, I think that you did the right thing.
So I text him like, you know what, I'll try to call it at 9:30 because I figured that'd be a good time when they're serving the food.
Right.
So I'll do that. That's what I do. So as I said, the only one who doesn't want to be less than me, probably, my father-in-law.
Why? What's his deal? Because
he's very anti-religion, God, and everything.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. So,
okay.
You know, him and my brother-in-law playfully butt heads about this all the time.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But so, his wife, your mother-in-law, is more religious, and that's why the Seder's being held at her house?
No, it's being held at my father-in-law's daughter's house.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, but your sister-in-law.
Yes.
Got it.
So, but my father-in-law, he's prepared this year.
Oh.
He has found a whole bunch of Jewish jokes that he would like to read during the Seder. Because you know what? Jews love internet jokes during the Seder.
During the Seder? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's ready to go.
Well, because
at one point, my mother-in-law hands them to me. To look over, I'm like, really?
Because
I hate internet jokes.
Yeah.
I hate them. And my father-in-law's like, no, these are to be shared with everybody.
Oh, no. So what, he expects you to deliver them?
No, he'll be delivering them. But I can't enjoy them before the Seder.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I give them over back to my father-in-law.
Right.
So we get there. And everything. And my sister-in-law always hosts it nice. And they always invite people, because one of the traditions of the Seder is you invite people that aren't Jewish.
Right.
To experience it and everything.
To indoctrinate them.
Yes.
I mean, so that you make them friends.
Yes. So we have his whole family, my brother-in-law's whole family.
Okay.
With her friends and everything. My other sister-in-law, Shira. I should start giving people names.
Yeah.
Shira's there with her ex-boyfriend, Mike, who's a really good guy. But Mike, they broke up years ago, but Mike keeps coming. Mike's a good guy.
That's
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So there's me and my there's me, Elisa, my wife, Skylar, her parents and everything. There's this ex, like, U.S. Army, like, special ops guy that brought his son last year that's there, but he comes late.
Okay.
He's a little bit late. Like, a friend of David. David's the brother-in-law.
Okay.
Another co-worker of David's the brother-in-law. And then, I guess, the non-Jews, I guess, are this Indian guy.
Okay.
And his boyfriend.
Okay. Wow. So they're... Wow.
And David's mother-in-law, Lisanne, that's his wife, Lisanne. Because this is like children from another marriage. Mother-in-law Selma.
Goyim!
No. Selma's very religious.
And what is she?
She's Orthodox Jew.
Oh, okay.
Selma's Orthodox Jew.
Okay.
So we got an Indian. We got some gay. We got some gay Indians. We got some gay whatever.
Gay Indians. Yeah. That's good.
They're gay Indian. I don't know what they are. I don't know. Anyway, I won't say anything inappropriate.
No.
So we.
You won't say anything appropriate. Yes, I know.
No, I said inappropriate.
You swallowed the end.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
So we start, and right from the get go, my father in law Lee is grumbling, making comment. The mother in law, my mother in law, Maris, had to remember her name. Really, yes.
it's just
giving
year.
Him looks and just like stop it. And I'm sitting right next to my father in law, laughing my ass off. He's like, oh, we're starting early this year. I mean, it's the same thing every year. He's just starting it more and more.
Earlier?
Listen, well, the man's in his 80s. As my wife said, he's got it right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is probably an ordeal for him to sit through this. He's not religious. He's like, yuck.
Yeah.
But Tom says, so wait, your father in law basically wants to turn the Seder into a roast?
Yes, of God and all those that believe in Him.
So funny.
So I whisper to my father-in-law, soon the jokes soon.
Soon.
You gotta wait.
He's like waiting for his moment.
I'm like, that would be soon.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna bring it up in a couple minutes.
Gotta time it just right.
I'm getting the crowd warmed up for you.
So we do the thing, and I don't know. As my wife pointed out last night, the Seder never had a flow. The Seder didn't get into a flow. My wife was disappointed in the Seder's performance.
Really?
It's okay. Live Sedertainment.
Yeah, it is. Well, who's running the
My brother-in-law, David. He usually does a nice job.
Okay.
But he, of course, you know, he's stopping where he shouldn't be stopping, apparently, to explain things. You know, it's not getting a flow. Certain things are getting repeated. The wife is not pleased.
Okay.
The wife is not. And remember, there's drinks of wine. You're drinking wine. There's two glubs. There's four cups in total.
Thank God there's wine involved in all these religious sacraments.
Yeah, and my wife is starving and everything. And my father-in-law is getting more impatient. The daughter was great.
Oh, great.
The daughter was fantastic.
Well, she gets into this stuff.
I'm reading things. It talked about, like, how all the firstborn males would die.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, like, the firstborn daughters would be spared.
Right.
And I sneak in women's lib and got nothing. Got nothing.
Cricket.
Tough room.
Cricket.
My father-in-law's opening act sucked.
Tough Seder.
Yeah, tough Seder. So I don't work Seders.
See, now you've played to religious Jews before and you were killing. But this.
And they've wanted to kill me too. It's gone both ways. I know the Jews, not the easiest of audiences.
No, your wedding was a tough room.
Yeah, it certainly was. So I let that go. I'm like, I didn't go. I didn't do like we do on this show. Go nothing. Okay. Or like
really? Nobody said you're in the barrel.
No, just whispered it. Let it go. It's not gonna happen tonight. Not my thing.
Yeah.
All right. Keep on going. My father-in-law is getting more and more patient. So now it's not really getting a flow. Nobody wants to. My father-in-law Lee does not want to hear any of the songs. He's like, let's just plow through this. But there's singing portions, and like, and there's a song called Diana, which is a very popular Passover song, which means it would have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they kept on Diana-ing even after it would have should have been. I thought the song's enough. Let me continue.
Enough.
So I run out at 9:30. Like we get through the first half, it's long.
You're right.
I run out like 9:30 to make the call.
It's like you're saying had a break.
What was it when you eat and everything? It was my soup. So I'm like, let me make the call now.
Yeah.
So I call into TBQ. He said, we got somebody on the phone. We're doing a bit. Call back at 9:45.
Ah.
I'm like, you know what? No.
No.
No. You know what? I snuck out once.
I'm going to be knee deep in bitter herb by then.
I've already had the bitter herb.
Yeah. Okay.
I've already been bitter herbed.
Oh, you've been herbed.
That's the first half of the Seder. So now the brother-in-law, because there's a lot of wine drinking.
Yes.
Takes out the tequila.
I've never seen that at a Seder.
It's not a traditional Seder.
It's the Mexican Jews brought that part into the tradition.
Sephardic Jews, for those listening at home.
Sephardic.
Yes. 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 So now people are getting obliterated.
I bet.
And I'm going to partake. I've already had some wine. I'm actually drinking wine on this night.
You're drinking wine and you're about to have tequila?
I had a shot of tequila.
What? I have never.
I think what we've learned about me, as I'm getting older, I'm less equipped to deal with stress, so I'm turning to the bottle.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, so I do a shot of tequila, but they don't have lemon. They don't have lime. They have lemon.
Oh, no.
My father-in-law, Lee, eats lemons. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's why he's so sour.
No, he's a really lovely guy. He's not sour at all.
No, I meant sour about the Seder.
Yeah. So.
No, I've met him. He's nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So, David, who's leading this.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, I was going to have another one. I'm like, but wife's like, oh, you're driving. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not.
Alrighty.
And then later on, she's like, oh, you can have more. Really? You just said you were tired. But I stopped. I'm not going to restart.
Right, no.
I've put the booze aside. I'm done.
Right.
But the brother-in-law and his friends are drinking heavily. Now, remember, this is the gay Indian and his boyfriend's first Seder, so this is a horrible impression.
Oh.
Selma.
Yes.
His other mother-in-law.
Right, the religious one.
Yes.
Super religious.
Taps David roughly on, let's get on with it. She is not pleased. There is a couple of these. And I am laughing my ass off on the inside going, this is awesome, because this is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, as every religious observance in one's family should be.
David is getting an S-face with his friends.
Right.
Downing shots of tequila after numerous glasses of wine. David announced at the beginning, say the goal is to finish all these bottles of wine and everything. That is the goal. David is there to drink, and everything. His friends are there to drink.
Wow.
Selma wants the show on the road. I go to Lee soon. The jokes will come soon. You want them good and liquored up for the jokes.
Yes. Then it'll seem funny.
He's ready to go with the jokes. Wait for it.
I'll bring it up in a couple minutes, I swear.
It's getting very uncomfortable.
Oh, God, I bet.
And Selma has a black eye. I don't know what happened, but she has got a black eye. She must have fallen, or she told the wrong son-in-law.
Yeah, she was telling the wrong son-in-law to move it along.
Yeah. So David begrudgingly gets it along.
Okay.
But, you know, there's been plenty of... David is drunk.
Yes.
His friends are drunk.
Yes.
I am painfully sober.
And how are the gay Indians doing?
How are they? They look mortified.
Do they really? Now, it's their first Seder, but certainly it can't be the first experience that they've had that's uncomfortable in a family gathering.
I don't know how exposed they've been to Jews.
Well, but it's not a Jew any religion thing. It's being amongst your family and having things become uncomfortable once this liquor is flowing.
I don't think it's a positive first impression. I don't think here's our culture. We get shit-faced on non-Jewish booze. Because when you think Jews, you think tequila.
Yeah, well, I don't normally go there. That's the first thing I think of when I hear booze. But tequila, it's like, oh, yeah, that's my Achilles heel. I can't do that. I can't handle it.
Well, I did.
Yeah, I know. I'm very surprised because not that you're a teetotaler, but you're not liquor guy.
I've been drinking more lately. I've had a lot of stress. Yeah, Joe just walked in and his eyes crossed.
Yeah.
Joe, I already plugged in ear things for you.
Yeah, really. No, he's taken to this
talking about the
drinking
Seder,
like
Joe.
We do. Yeah.
We're talking about the Seder and how dysfunctional it was and everything.
Oh, God.
So now the brother-in-law is completely, you know, he drinks a lot though.
Okay.
He's not an alcoholic, but he can handle his stuff.
Yeah, okay.
He can handle, but he's drinking and everything. So now they're singing more songs. But now the army guy, who's David, my brother-in-law's good buddy, is upset that the tune is not a tune that he's familiar with. He's like, there's no harmony, there's no rhythm, I can't get into. He's bitching to his, like, 13-year-old son.
That the religious song isn't grooving enough?
It's not a tune that he's familiar with. So now he's going, now what are you going to do? When you're 90, you hear this, you're not going to be able to remember this song. I'm sitting right across from this. And
for God's sake, they're not all having a gila.
And again, I go to my father-in-law, soon. It's almost time for your jokes.
Yes, we're going to need them now. I can't believe people are bitching and moaning about the quality.
He's whispering. But now, this guy also kind of went head-to-head with my father-in-law earlier in the evening, because one of the things about the Seder is you get all these rabbis' interpretations of everything.
Right.
Because if there's one thing Jews can do, it's argue and waste time by talking.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding
me. And that's a lot of what the Seder
is.
I've
never seen that happen.
50 different takes on shit that nobody was around for. That's pretty much what the Seder is.
I'm sorry. That's every evening I've ever spent.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
But what about the Torah? Isn't the Torah like...
This isn't a Torah thing. This isn't a separate book called the Haggadah.
The Haggadah?
The Haggadah. That's the book. That's the book that is about the Seder.
Really?
Next year we're doing a Seder.
I've never heard of this.
This is fascinating.
We were gonna have a Seder show, but I'm like, we won't. Instead, we're gonna do Nazi porn.
Joe, it's just a sneaky way for him to get us to have bad food again.
You can't put those on your head.
Need to put them on my head.
No, not yet. No, you don't.
No. So there's a story about the Seder.
Of course, Joe.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not Jewish.
Clearly, and this is why.
Yeah. Because I don't know.
Yes. So this army guy is very upset about everything. He's complaining to his son and everything. Everybody's still drinking tequila. I'm going, I got to go.
Holy smokes.
He was wishing he was a TVQ now.
This was your Seder? This was dinner last night?
Yeah. Selma, the mother-in-law, has got a puss on her face.
Uh-oh.
She is not pleased. Unless they're doing the songs and the tune that she knows, then she sings along.
Oh.
Now, she's sleeping at David's house, so he's not going to escape this. And remember, they're doing another Seder right now.
Oh,
that's
no.
The thing about Seders. You don't do one, you do two.
Now that she's he's going to be hearing about this. He probably heard about this all through breakfast, all through lunch, all through the Seder. They sang to the wrong tune.
But really?
I've been to churches where they sing the same hymn, but they do it in a different way.
And the Catholic Church changed the words to everything.
Yes.
You go to church now, you feel like you're in a Japanese movie. You know?
Well,
like a Godzilla movie. They did it. The Catholic Church, they want everybody to come back to church. Come back. Jesus misses you. He's been asking how you've been. He wants to see you. So you go back to church. The first thing they do is they change all the words to everything.
So you can't even sing along.
Yeah.
Catholics have it too.
So we've done our fourth cup of wine.
Oh dear.
We're here late. I'm like, you know, it's already after 11. I'm like, come on, let's. Oh yeah, it's a marathon.
Hang on though. I mean, are we talking full cups of wine?
Yeah, I didn't do four cups of wine.
No, but I'm thinking, why are not all the Jews just plummeting off of the Palisades after their seders with all this wine
and
going on?
You have to do four glasses of wine.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a tradition. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised.
I don't know Jewish religion. You know what, next year we're doing a radio Seder.
We are.
We're going to have to do
I don't know.
I'm here to help. If you would get here on time, you would know these things.
Well, because of your people, I couldn't get out.
Well, maybe before they left work early, you should have asked them something. Hey, not for nothing, let's take some lunch together.
All I know is they're dreading the second day of the Seder,
yes.
All of them.
Yes, because the first day was bad enough. You know what it is? What's a really crappy movie that they made a sequel to?
The Caddyshack.
No, Caddyshack was a good first.
I beg your pardon. That they made a sequel to.
Yeah, like there's a crappy movie, like.
Oh God.
Legally Blonde.
That was all right. Fine. It's like there's a crappy movie that you sat through once. Go, okay, and then they make a sequel.
A sequel.
Like most of the National Lampoon's movies.
Every Jew I know today was dreading going to the
sequel.
Yes. Wait a second though. They weren't on the road bugging you. They were all walking.
I
took a drive through Bergen County today, and everybody was walking.
Yeah.
So now, gotten the four cups of wine. I'm ready to go. Now they're so drunk, they keep on singing the same songs over and over again. And my wife is all, I'm like, let's go. They're singing about a song about a goat beating a goat who gets beaten by a stick, who gets burned by a flame, who gets put out by water, who gets smothered by a blanket, who gets fucked by a delinquent. I don't know.
It's called Lucky Goat.
The kid bought the goat for two zuzum. It's a whole story.
Sounds like Joe wrote this, and the ending's going to start with a yak.
Yeah, really.
No, it's a story in the Seder and everything. But they keep on singing it. I'm like, they're singing the same thing over and over again. My wife's like, no. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I go, let's go. I've had enough.
You went mid-Seder?
No, I went at the end of the Seder. I walked out for the encore.
Okay. You going to stop by the merch table?
No, did not stop by. I have plenty of mods at home. I don't need any more.
Did you ever bring Lee up?
Actually, no, I never brought him up.
Now, you had your daughter? Was your daughter? Did you
daughter was great.
Okay,
daughter.
She just wanted to split too?
No, she was cool. She's happy. She's up. She's awake. She's happy. It's late.
No,
she's up.
Gotcha.
By the time we rolled out of there, it was actually over. And everybody applauds, and I go, no, we're not coming in and doing three more songs. This isn't a concert.
So they were applauds at the end of the song?
No, they were applauded because it was over.
Oh, you applaud when it's over?
They did. I don't know. I was like, ugh, this concert sucks. I heard the hits. I'm ready to go. Play the hits.
A one hit
I don't want to hear deep cuts. There's a reason nobody bought that album. Nobody wants to hear music from the Elder from Kiss.
Now they're going to play their new album that nobody's heard yet. Yay!
Play Crazy Nights and let's move it on!
Crazy Nights? Boy, you're going new school with
that. Yeah, I want to rock and roll. Whatever.
Yeah.
So that was it. And then I'll just bring this up. Joe came out to hang out with me on Saturday night. Actually, I got to do a guest spot, which was thankful because the show needed Joe's talents.
Oh?
Yeah, the show was going in a direction that I would have had to work to turn it around, but fortunately, Joe is doing a guest spot, and Joe did his usual great job, and Joe turned it around and saved me the hassle.
Yeah.
Good boy, Joe.
So right before
here's a biscuit.
Right before we're going to go on, the guy who's booking the show goes, all right, apparently there's a pastor here, and his only request is no priest jokes.
Oh, no.
I have very good priest material. I do. And you know how this enrages me.
To be told, this subject matter is off limits. Oh boy!
But I gotta be professional.
Yes.
So I don't on stage
do the pre-show. Offstage, I'm railing to Joe. I go, you know what? Maybe if they would stop diddling the kids, they wouldn't have to worry about the damn jokes. That's my whole thing with it. Oh, yes. don't talk about that. It's inappropriate. No, it's inappropriate to do the wrong thing that you're doing. It's not inappropriate to talk about it. I'm drawing attention to it. Stop doing it, and then the joke will make sense.
Like, I goof on the church, but I don't goof on priests. So I go. I was telling David, I go, I'm good. I'm not goofing on the guy, just where he works.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I got the Lent joke, which, you know, I say, you know, I really respect Lent because, you know, a lot of Christians, they give up things that they love or are addicted to.
Right.
I really respect it. I just wish the priest would give up little boys.
Yeah. Yes.
And then people are like, oh, and I go, oh, like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize whatever town was a pro-kid touching type of town.
Well, yes.
The funny thing is when he does that, you know, you hear the whole place go, oh. And then you just hear him tear into them and lecture them for a
yeah, like, oh,
it works.
I know, no matter where we are, I've had that here on the road, whatever, in the middle of nowhere. It's like,
no, but your comeback always turns it around.
Yes, because I point out to them, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
As long as I can maintain the higher ground, no matter how low I bring that higher ground. And I really do bring it low, but I just maintain it over them because I'm a mind screw.
I know, because I'm always just below you looking up, but it's really low. It's like the biggest limbo act ever.
I was thinking about something the other day when I was going for my walk.
Okay.
I was thinking about this. You always hear about the baby Jesus. Oh, he's sweet like the baby Jesus.
Right.
And you always hear about the great man that Jesus Christ became.
Yes.
You know, the virtuous man, the great deeds, looking out for the poor. Just a fantastic man, whether you believe that he's the Savior or not, by all accounts. He's
leper,
a good dude.
Leper lover.
He's good. But you never hear about teenage Jesus.
No, never.
I think that's because teenage Jesus is like every other teenager and just a prick. I think that's what it is. I think teenage Jesus is just like hanging out there with his friends, you know, knocks on the neighbor's door, leaves a flaming bag of camel poop on it. The guy comes out in his stupid sandal, tries smashing it, and then you hear him go, Jesus Christ! And that's the first time where Jesus Christ's name was used in anger.
Clean up this room. 3 days? Everything with you. 3 days. 3 days that.
Well, yeah, no, but that's a good point. You bring that up. You know, there's Joseph trying to get Jesus. You can't. Listen, this room is a pigsty. You can't go out. It's a mess. You're not my real father. You can't tell me what to do.
What, were you raised in a barn? Oh.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, who wouldn't hire Jesus as a carpenter? I mean, licensed, insured, son of God.
This is the guy. He's very close with nails and wood.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh. Oh.
Not too much.
Oh, like, I care.
I know you don't.
Also, when I see Davin hates Long Island.
Oh, my God, I certainly do.
He hates Long Island. Oh, this place is impossible to get on. There's traffic. I go, what do you think? I'm whisked off of it?
Here's what Long Island is convenient to. The Atlantic Ocean. unless you have business to take care of in the Atlantic Ocean.
We're very cynical, nasty people that have to be put out to sea.
I told that on your own island.
I told Joe.
Segregate those.
Here's what Long Island is.
The ocean in our own place.
Here's what the people of Long Island are. Staten Islanders with money.
Yes!
True.
Yes!
That's what they are. And I hate coming out there. It's a fortune to come out there.
Yes.
And it's a place with
a cover charge.
Right, but it's at least when you come into New York or New Jersey, it's linked to the rest of the country. You go out to Long Island, unless you're going to Europe.
He does.
It's convenient to and the problem with going to Europe is you can't drive.
I know. Unless you're taking your own.
Unless I'm on a Malaysian airline.
and if he's got to do like a gig on the island. Oh. Well, how is it? How far is it from your house? Well, how far is it from the compound? Bet another 45 minutes. Another 45 minutes. I go. The place is called Long Island.
This is not
short, convenient island. Long Island. It's a long.
It's a stupid island.
This is not news
Another
to me.
Another point for stupid island.
This
Thank
is
you,
not...
Joe, for building to my case. You're a pal and a sweetheart and a confidant. Thank you for being a friend.
That was... how funny is that? But
I didn't listen to the sound, but the just watch
the
it.
Super, the Super Friends doing it.
The Super Friends
I was,
Golden Girls.
I was in tears. I had to watch it like 8 times in tears. I call four people I know. I turned them on to that. Another
that shows a big contribution to comedy. Turning people onto other people's work.
Oh, that good?
So, Joe, what's going on with you?
I'm feeling better.
Yay!
Yeah, you
finally
sound better.
I've been sick for over a week. I'm finally just getting the last of my wheezing out.
Oh,
wheezing. The good news is though, I'm stopping smoking.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Well, I haven't smoked in a week.
Really?
Yes.
It's going to really change the smoke break around here.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad to hear that.
Had my taxes done last night. That's always fun.
On how did you do a tax at Seder tonight? You didn't have a Jew do it?
No.
You're not going to get any money back.
No, I'm not. I had to pay $500.
What'd you go to H&R Block?
No, it's some guy my wife's been using. We've been using.
Yeah, but that's
years.
Not working out for you.
No, I pay.
You're
time.
Some guy your wife's been using.
Yeah. My wife, she was 20 minutes late to the appointment. I'm like, you think this guy has nothing to do?
Why don't you go to my dad?
Because he's in Jersey.
Yeah, but he's licensed in New York.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
You should go to my dad. I always get money back.
I probably will next year.
He's done Watson's taxes. He's done
really?
Ward Anderson's taxes.
The past 2 years I had to pay, and I've usually get nothing back. Want to know something? When I used to go to H&R Block when I was single, I used to get a decent buck back. And this guy,
well, it's clearly much better to keep going to the guy where it's costing you money.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm so busy. It's just and years go by so quick.
Don't worry, Joe. Next year, I'm sure you're going to have separate accountants anyway. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we discussed that last night. Yeah.
Did you?
I get to keep
yeah.
the accountant.
No, we're getting separated. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
hold
the
on
news.
A second. But you
buried the headline with your health.
You didn't get. Yeah. You didn't get to see that because Dav and I both shifted our chairs and turned more attentively to Joe. Really?
No, it's as soon as she settles her parents' estate, we're going to, you know, just get probably move on. Move
really?
On, you know, get separated, yeah. Stuff like that. But you
is
know,
is it sad?
Huh? No, I don't care.
It's honest.
I don't care.
Well, we'll see what
that
happens.
That could be part of the problem.
Nah. But it's
Joe can live his Facebook lifestyle for reals.
Does she care? I mean, is she upset about this?
No, not really.
Okay.
You know, but it just, I just get infuriated with her. She spends, to getting the taxes done.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get the damn things done on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
And she canceled. I'm not ready to have my taxes done. What are you, a Fortune 500 business? You're a lunatic. You work at a fruit drink company. What do you have to?
You gotta put it on extension. I do. Every year.
We don't need
I
an
do
extension. She squanders and wastes her time. She cannot budget her time. And she goes, I wasn't feeling well. Really? I got my facts and figures while I was sick with unicorns galloping around my ass.
Joe, as we know, when ladies do not feel well, it's hard for them to do paperwork.
What?
Pip's lost, but she shouldn't be, but that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, Pip's lost, but she shouldn't be.
What?
Never mind.
Not you.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Not you.
How's your head, stupid? Anyway.
You
paperwork?
Poor baby, you were sick last week. But anyway,
I was.
No, but, you know, so it's
compiling
just,
thing, facts, figures, yeah. Information. Never mind.
Itemizations.
Yes,
but
never
anyway,
mind.
The wheels on the bus.
Oh, rather. I'm sorry.
Yay!
Oh, God.
Yay!
Yay! I just caught up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But it's just infuriating.
Enjoy the Santa jokes, kids.
But it's just infuriates me. She can't have anything done on time. And this is my wife. Yeah, late, you know, I just getting sick and tired of it.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And my accountant has to hear it every year. It's like almost like a therapist.
You know what you should do? You should take her on a trip to Virginia. Worked out for us.
Oh, yeah. Virginia is
around
for
this
lovers.
Time last year, we were going through a rough,
yes.
rough patch.
Yes, yeah. You know, I patched
Virginia
you
is for lovers, Joe. It worked out lovely for us. A long talk.
We hashed out. Yeah, we hashed out.
A long car ride and unleashing fury on the audience.
I think all we have to do is lock you guys in a car for a long car ride and everything's
do you
done.
Want me to drive you and Joanne down to Virginia?
Oh, that'd be funny. Court.
Only if we could tape it for the radio.
Yeah.
Anything with you, Pip, or...
Not really.
No? Okay. Should we do a little curmudgeonly philosophy?
Oh, if we must.
Don't have to.
No, yes.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
I nailed it.
I know, that was nice.
It most certainly was.
All right, here it is.
All right. It better be a good one.
Curmudgeonly philosophy.
Better be a good one. No pressure.
Whenever you have to buy something embarrassing, there will always be a young, attractive member of the opposite sex at the cash register.
That's true. That's a good philosophy.
It always happens.
You don't think so, Joe?
Yes, and sometimes you'll always have the person like in the supermarket that's nasty and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that knows you don't like them and wants to do a price check.
Yes.
The cliche as it sounds, it's happened.
It really happens. That's why
yeah.
That's why that price check thing is a cliche, but this is more the face-to-face looking right in your eyeballs and acknowledging that you have the embarrassing thing.
What did this happen to you?
It happens all the time.
All right, so it was a hunk when you were buying your Vagisil? What was the deal?
Whenever there's something on the belt.
I see you buying Vagisil.
I know you got an itch.
Looks like the Gucci is on the fridge, huh?
Like it's a refrigerator. The Vaginaire.
The Vaginaire. Oh, can you imagine opening that thing up?
Put some baking soda in there.
Oh, fish last week.
Fish every week, Joe. Not just for Fridays either.
You open it up and it sounds like
side by side.
Side by side, yes. Horrible. Anything that you have to put on this conveyor belt that is going to be embarrassing. You're buying condoms. There's some young guy eyeballing me like, dirty old lady.
Well, that's fine.
You have something like Vagisil.
Hey, pretty lady. Ooh, anal fissures? Really?
Ooh,
okay.
Yes. Vagisil, huh?
Oh,
okay.
God. There's a cute guy that works at the pharmacy, and every time I have something like anal fissure, I have some cream
Why
to
don't
buy.
You send your husband to pick that up? That's what women do.
No, I don't do that. No.
You're not using your parts properly.
No. I man up, and I go buy it myself.
That's what your husband prefers. He wants a wife who mans up,
and I buy my anal cream myself.
Women, because they used to buy in feminine hygiene products,
yes.
They used to buy in embarrassing stuff all the time.
Yes.
So it's not a big deal to them. Guys, we don't buy embarrassing stuff.
No, we let it go until we're dead.
That's right.
That's the manly way to do things.
Right. So that's, you know.
Well, I can't even put on. That's gotten so large, I can't even put on my underpants anymore. That'll go down. Just put some ice on this goiter on my nut.
Right. So and women,
the word goiter popped into my head.
I was thinking
said,
of goiter too.
So
well, it's like we're all loving
we're,
and fucking
we're
each
the
other.
Goiter, the goiter guy.
The goiter guy.
The goiter guy.
Have a look.
But, did you say look or? Never mind.
Ew. It's a salt lick. Embrace the goiter with your tongue.
Please, I've been on your foot, and his goiter is only a step away.
I put the video up.
I know.
Did you see it?
Yes.
I love.
I couldn't even watch because all you see is the thing and just Pip licking my foot up my car. This is wrong.
This is awesome.
Mr. Hill says to me, he doesn't even say anything to me. He comes home and he goes, foot licker.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes.
I just love the still because I got three choices.
The still, yes.
The YouTube, like YouTube gives me three choices. I just like, you're holding his foot and you just look like oh, so sad. And she cradles Foot's foot.
It's just wrong.
That was her idea.
I thought he was going to end up licking mine.
But it's
that could be next game.
but it doesn't even look like something that would be funny. It just looks wrong.
It would have been funny if she stepped in cat poop.
I'm on the damn show, and I'm looking. I'm like, I can't watch.
And I was there. And
that was your fault.
My fault.
I had no problem watching it. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Bastard.
Good
time.
Yeah.
You know what? We should bring that to the pharmacy with that good-looking pharmacist.
You know, well, now I'm old, so I've kind of gotten over it, but not completely, because every time there's a new embarrassing ailment, it's like, oh, God. You know, didn't you ever have to buy condoms and there's some young girl at the counter or something, and you're like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And are a little bit like, you know, the person, whoever it is, you know, if it's a grandfather or it's a young girl or something, is looking at you like you're doing the dirty
deed.
No,
you know why? Because if it's some chick, it's like, yeah, I'm getting laid. You might look at me like, yeah, but I'm getting laid. Maybe,
oh, okay.
Maybe packet number 5 could be yours.
Really? Is that what you're thinking?
What if it's
optimistic.
Saying, you know, it's thinking. Yeah.
Look, so, I can just see Stupid strutting up there.
Look,
back when he had his long hair, flipping it.
I still have grand ideas in my head that are going nowhere.
So. And on Facebook. Don't sell yourself short. Not just your head, on Facebook with your imaginary life. By the way, your little friend liked something, made a comment on one of the posts on the Davis tip.
Yes.
We were just concerned she was disappearing, but I posted something.
No.
Still keeping tracks in her man.
Yes,
well, not her man, because she's got a man, and, you know, her man's taken by another woman. But it doesn't matter. Things will be just fine. Joe will be doing taxes with somebody else next year. It'll be fine.
I'm confused.
As is Joe.
Yeah, and it will be even more, as we'll see later in the program.
Yes.
All right. Shall we take our first break of the evening?
can you guys even handle it? We're it's breaky time.
Yes, we're trying a new format.
Yes.
Do a couple breaks.
Couple breaks.
Yeah.
Basically, because I'm going to start uploading the show in threes. To make it so people, because a lot of the formats, like if they stop it, they have to start at the beginning and everything.
Right.
So this way.
So it's not like we're getting tired and we're not used to doing our regular break. We can still.
Oh, we're tired.
We are, but we can still marathon with the best of them.
Yeah.
But we're trying a new format, so.
Our stamina is still as good.
You're damn right it is.
I'm on side. We're
all. Break. Okay, okay. Yes.
We're on Cialis. Yeah. Or is that dialysis? No. What are we on again?
I don't know, but my bladder thanks you for the new format.
You got to take a tinkle?
No, not just yet, but it's just the idea that I could is really welcome.
What's the thing with low testosterone? Low T.
Low T.
I got low T.
Yep.
Low T means small C. Gotta go to that.
It doesn't change the size of the C. It just means low T.
I don't know. I think low T can affect the C.
It can if it's a grower.
That's right. Guy again, low T. Small C.
Low T, small
low T.
C.
I love that.
You're ruining consonants.
Sorry.
Yes,
my daughter has to use that alphabet, and you're ruining it.
I feel bad.
You should. You ruined T and C. Why can't you get some HIV?
Does that have low T?
By the way, Tom was weighing in with some of our price check items. Price check on Valtrex when you die.
Which is the Valtrex one?
Isn't that for
herpes? For herpes.
Or something?
Herpes.
Oh.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Price check on Valtrex. But you're like, dinosaur.
What, would you be like in Walgreens? And you know, so they can, hey, you know, Sal, can you come to the front counter? I need a price check on Valtrex and Preparation H
and Anusol.
Anusol.
That would be a good thing. Like if you have like a fraternity house or something like that, you have to send a guy in and buy the most embarrassing things.
The worst thing, and this truss. How much is this truss?
Can't be worse. Like when you go to the supermarket late at night, you're stuck behind a guy that's buying five cases of motor oil and four boxes of Malamars. It's like, where are you going? What are you doing? What are you going?
Yes.
He's lubing himself up before he has some food.
Yeah.
Obvious. I don't understand what the problem is.
It's just the nut.
Don't you have dreams?
Just use WD-40 like everybody else.
Right.
What?
To protect your nuts from viscosity. All right.
Unique and different by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Watson and Watson.com.